For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, when we talk about Mike Shannon, we could really go for hours. I mean, we could get on former players and broadcast partners and just tell stories until the tapes run out, because Mike Shannon has been a part of our lives for years and years. I mean, there's so many kids that grew up listening to Cardinal baseball that don't even realize Mike Shannon was an outstanding player, a two-time World Series champion. And in St. Louis, one of the topics that always comes up is greatest prep performer. Who is the best high school athlete of all time? And these names get thrown around. And then people will say, you know, it might be Mike Shannon. He's a three-sport star. Football, basketball, baseball at CBC, Christian Brothers High School. Went down to Mizzou to play football. And famously, I think Dan Devine said, this guy sticks with football. He might win a Heisman. And Mike said, no, I'm going to go with baseball. And for 10 years, played for the Cardinals. Illness cut the career short. By now, you all know the story. Ends up in the broadcast booth after working for the team for 1 year. Well, that was 1972. And then Mike Shannon ends up being in the booth for 50 years. This will be his 50th season broadcasting Cardinal baseball. And he told us last week, this is it, final year. He scaled back 5 years ago, started only doing the home games, but... And at some point, it was probably inevitable, but Mike made it official, telling us that this is going to be his last season behind the booth, and with that, you know, there'll be all sorts of farewell moments, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Anything with Mike is a lot of fun. And being a CBC grad myself, coming back to work in St. Louis, getting to know Mike a little bit, it's been great. It always makes you laugh. Every time I think about Mike Shannon, I start laughing. And most of my interactions or stories end up with me laughing. But when I was new in town, had come back covering the team, I'd see him every once in a while at the old Bush. And he'd always call me Big Boy. Hey, Big Boy, how we doing, Big Boy? So one time I'm talking to Tony La Russa, and I was sort of bragging about the fact that Shannon really liked me and that he knew me. And I said, you know, he calls me Big Boy. I said, he's even giving me a nickname. I said, he's got to like me because he's giving me a nickname. And La Russa said, you kidding, right? And I said, no, I thought it was pretty cool. And he said, he calls everybody Big Boy. So much for my special nickname. Then a few years later, the alma mater, CBC, said, can you help us out with the event over at the racetrack, Fairmount Park? For many years, Mike Shannon, one of his fundraisers for CBC, was at Fairmount Park. And he would host it and have an auction. It was a great night. Night at the races. A lot of fun. He had gotten out of the golf tournament game, switched it to that. Everybody had a golf tournament. So he said, let's do something different. Let's go to the track. And so they said, we just want you to be there because every once in a while, if Mike wants to do something else, you can just hop in and take over. And I said, okay. So they give me the auction list. I'm just kind of sitting there waiting, just biding my time. And Mike gets up there and he says, all right, I'm going to go off script here. Shocking, right? Knowing Mike, he says, I'm going to take you somebody fishing. Who's got some money out there? They want to help us raise some money. I'm going to take you fishing. Who wants to give me $1,000 to go fishing one day? We'll have a hell of a time. We'll bring some beer and catch some fish. And so people start bidding. And then Mike says, where's Whitey at? Whitey's still here? Well, Whitey Herzog was there. And he said, Whitey, are you going to come with us? And Whitey's coming too. Who'll give me $5,000? Now this is going on for a while. The bids keep getting higher. And then Mike said, where's Red at? Red Shady, he'll come too. Now people are throwing money around. People that obviously had a little money to spend start bidding like crazy. And then Mike said, where's Stan at? Stan's still here? Stan's here. He'll go with Stan, you come? He's coming too. Are you kidding me? It's a fishing trip with Stan Musial. Red Shady, Whitey Herzog, and Mike Shannon. Honestly, I don't remember for sure. I think guy paid like $15,000-$20,000. It was unbelievable. So Mike does that. Everybody's cheering and going crazy. And then he turns it, all right, Martin, you take over for a while. How are you going to follow that? And I said, okay, I got a couple of restaurant gift cards if we can get the bidding going. I mean, there was no chance to follow that up. It was unbelievable. One of my favorite Mike memories. Raising money as only Mike could do. And it's funny that he became friends and teammates with Stan Musial, because in high school, he was teammates with Stan's son, Dick Musial. And Mike tells a story. When he made it to the big leagues, Stan told him, all right, it might be time for me to retire. When my son's teammates are now my teammates, I think I need to retire. Think about that. Mike Shannon, a kid from South City, St. Louis, ends up down at Mizzou, then in the big leagues with the hometown Cardinals, and teammates with Stan Musial. And then in the broadcast world, got to know everybody. Traveled all over, would see everybody. And I wasn't there when they went to the White House after winning the World Series in 2011. But I'm watching the feed at work, and I swear Barack Obama walked by and said, hey, Mike, how are you? And now it's possible somebody said, hey, that's Mike Shannon, he's the announcer. But it seemed like he knew him. And I just thought, holy crap, it is true. We always say, oh, Shannon, he knows everybody. And he really did. Unbelievable. What a fun career for him. And it's going to be a lot of fun winding it down this year. So this is our conversation with Mike, making the news official that he's heading into his 50th and final season. It's the Kilcoin Conversation. It's not a long conversation. Maybe we'll get a chance to do something on a longer form later in the summer. But it's the appropriate conversation to have this week. And it is presented by Marie Davila Senior Living. Speaking of Red Shandies, he was one of the key members for years on the board and lived at Marie Davila, the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road. A great spot for your senior living. You can get a virtual tour at mariedavila.com. Also, Appliance Discounters. Kilcoin family needed a dryer just last week. Talked to my guy, John Bradley, and I just said over the phone, what do you think? We talked about it. Said, I got a GE with your name on it. Paid over the phone. The next day, they delivered, installed, and took away the old dryer that had been beaten down. Appliance Discounters, not just great people running it, but the merchandise is top-notch. Love this GE dryer. It's unbelievable. All these little touches, too. When you open the dryer, there's a light inside. How many times you look in the dryer, you can't see anything? They've thought of everything. Appliance Discounters, 4 area locations, and on the web, theappliancediscounters.com. Also, Triad Bank, located in Frontenac, based in St. Louis since day one. 2005, that's when they started. St. Louis-based bank. So if you want to get some business done in town, these folks are the ones who know how to get it done in St. Louis. TriadBanking.com is their website on Clayton Road, real close to that intersection of Highway 40 and Lindbergh. Stop by and see the good folks at Triad Bank. Without further ado, the Kilcoin Conversation with Mike Shannon.
Well, Mike, man, a hell of a run here as you enter this final season. I guess we'll let you break that news yourself. Tell us about the decision.
Well, you know, this has been in the works for quite a few seasons now. You know, I was cutting down. I think it was 16 when I decided just to do the home games, and I'll just do 50 games this year, and that'll be it, plain and simple.
Yeah, a bit of a farewell tour, I'm guessing, though. Fans aren't going to let you go without a little bit of a celebration.
Well, the fans have really been nice to me all through the years, and so have the Cardinals been very nice to me. And this is hopefully going to be a mutual situation where I do the 50 games and we have some celebration, and that's what it's going to be. You know, I'm not going to die and go away. I'm just going to be celebrating.
Hey, when it started in 1972, what if I told you then you'd be doing it for 50 years?
Well, you know, in this business and in my business, period, I work off the cuff. I do things from day to day, and that's what I do. I go in every day, and I do the ball games, plain and simple.
How much fun has Mike Shannon had doing Cardinal baseball?
Well, Mike Shannon's had a great run at Cardinal baseball and had all kinds of fun, and the Cardinals have been great to me, and I hope that they'll continue to be great to me. I see no reason why they shouldn't. And we're going to have a fun season.
What do you enjoy most about it?
Well, when I go to work every day, I don't know what's going to happen. It could be a no-hitter. It could be a guy hits 5 home runs. And that's what the wonderful thing about the business is, okay? You see a perfect game. I mean, you don't have any idea what's going to happen that day. And it could be history in the making.
What stands out over the years? Is it your friends around the country? You'd go places. I mean, Joe Buck said he's worked with a lot of partners. He said, let me tell you, the guy you want to travel with is with Mike. We go to the best golf courses, the best restaurant. He said, everybody knows Mike. You guys go to the White House, and everybody's like, Barack Obama knew who Mike Shannon was. What's it been like traveling and getting to meet so many different people?
Well, it's really been a joy, and I've been so fortunate over the years to make so many acquaintances, and whether they be the shoeshine guy or the guy down in Houston with no legs that runs the clubhouse down there and shines the shoes, and you get to talk to him, and you get to talk to the President of the United States. I mean, it's been wonderful. I can remember when Bush came into Bush Stadium, and and I got to interview him, and I told his assistant or associate there, I said, well, I want to ask him about the war. She said, oh, you can't do that. I said, and Bucky Bush was there, his uncle, and what a wonderful man. You know, I got to go to his funeral down here in Florida when he passed away. I mean, there's just no end to the people that I've been able to meet and have a great relationship with over the seasons.
And so you said it's been in the works the last few years. I guess you just were waiting for the right time?
That's right. The right time, and it is the right time. You know, I've been doing this baseball for 50 years, and it's time for someone else to take the reins and run with it. And it's in good hands with John Rooney and the guys that he works with. John's a tremendous broadcaster, and he's been in the business a long, long time. Ricky Harden's been a wonderful, wonderful supplement, and so is Mike Claiborne. Mike Claiborne has filled in to no end. I mean, you can't say enough about Mike Claiborne and the connections that he has and what he's done over the years. It's been amazing, and I'm really looking forward to having those guys run with it.
It sure would be nice in a final year to be doing some playoff baseball. Maybe there's a way. It'd be no pressure on that, but it sure would be nice, wouldn't it, if it were a good year with a good team?
Well, I think that this manager has a tremendous idea about what's going to happen, and I'll see him in a couple of weeks down here in Florida. I'm already here in Florida waiting for the guys to come down and waiting for my last spring training. It's going to be a wonderful year.
You're going to be nostalgic, you think, during the year a little bit, thinking about everything that's taking place?
Well, sure. I mean, I'm planning on making a couple of trips with the ball club this year also, and the Cardinals have been wonderful to me, and hopefully I've been wonderful to the Cardinals and to the fans all through the years, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's an unfair question, but does any moment jump out at you in the booth that, you know, are there a couple of moments where you were in the booth and you said, man, I'll never forget this?
Well, yeah, there's numerous ones, but, you know, the ones that stick out a lot are the McGuire 70th home run. I didn't think that would be broken that quickly. Because Maris was such a good friend of mine, and I've been able to correlate things through the years. It's been a wonderful run for me, and I have no complaints whatsoever.
Mike, we appreciate your time. All the best. Look forward to seeing you in person in the booth this year. I know fans will be bummed to hear that it's the final year, but I'll bet they're going to enjoy the ride with you.
Well, thank you. That's really kind of you. I appreciate it very much. And I have a lot of friends that are in the business, too. Mr. Kilcoy, there's no doubt about that. And it's been a wonderful ride, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, my man. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Appliance Discounters, a great St. Louis success story. They're in Maplewood, South County, St. Charles, and Baldwin. And they carry GE appliances. You know the story at Appliance Discounters. Great merchandise, even better prices. Well, they carry GE. So what I tell folks to do all the time, I just tell them, go to the website, theappliancediscounters.com, and in a little search engine, type in GE, and all of the great products will pop up. Ranges, microwaves, freezers. How about the stainless steel dishwasher? Free installation. Washers and dryers. Dryers can be gas or electric. Great selection of the GE products. Refrigerators, French door, fingerprint resistant refrigerator. How does that sound to all the parents out there? Top freezer refrigerators. GE is built to last. You know their story. Started in 1892. I love this nugget about GE. Thomas Edison, one of the founders of GE. Appliance Discounters, a proud supplier of General Electric appliances. Get online at theappliancediscounters.com. You know, this conversation with Mike got me thinking about a separate podcast that would be all about live at Shannon's. And maybe we talked to Mike Claiborne, some others who were heavily involved over the years in those segments, but legendary post-Cardinal broadcast where they would just be hanging at the restaurant and the biggest names in sports, biggest names in town would always stop by. And if you think about that format, they'd just be sitting around, maybe a couple of beers, maybe a couple of steaks at midnight, and just talking for like an hour. And it was, if you think about it, it was almost like a precursor to a podcast, live at Shannon's. That's something we'll dig in one day with Mike. So much fun to talk to him, and we'll do it again for sure. One other story that came to mind, a couple summers ago, we took Mike fishing for a TV story on Fox 2. And the idea was, he was a great outdoorsman, loves hunting and fishing. And we wanted to see him in his element, fishing. And he's reeling in a big bass. And I said, wow, is that kind of the same feeling when you got that thing on the hook, a real big fish? You know, just like hitting a home run in the big leagues. And he kind of let out that classic Mike Shannon laugh and said, no, not at all. And that's the thing about Mike, is he would tell you exactly what he was thinking. No BS. And that's why I think the fans really loved him, because it wasn't just that he was the voice of the Cardinals. He sort of had their voice. When it was time to be just downright giddy or excited, he was. And if you're sort of disgusted at the way they were playing, you could hear the disgust in his voice. He always gave you exactly what he was thinking. So thanks for checking it out. Make sure you subscribe and get all of our segments delivered directly to you. A lot of great feedback on the Dave Murray visit a week ago. The longtime weatherman at Fox 2, now living in Southern California, talking about his career. A lot of great feedback with that. So make sure you subscribe. iTunes, Spotify, get it delivered directly to you, and always available on the web at scoopswithdannymac.com. The Kilcoin Conversation is presented to you by Triad Bank, Marie Davila, Senior Living, and Appliance Discounters. I'm Martin Kilcoin. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you again soon.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.